Today is Masechta Nida Daf Mem Gimel. Let me read to you a Mishnah. Very end of Daf Mem Gimel on the base. The Mishnah tells us about the significance of a person that's 1 day old. A person should not make a mistake and think that a child 1 day old is not important. 1 day old baby is a very important person and can bring about many things, many different law, different things in halacha are changed because of his status. So let me jump right into the Mishnah. Tinek ben yamechad, a child, a baby 1 day old, mitame b'ziva. First of all, if he has any mission of ziva, ziva is not the standing of shichva zera. So if he has ziva, the child is tame. The child has to be put in the mikvah. A child 1 day old, if it appears on his flesh, a nega, has potential to become a mitzora. If a child is 1 day old and comes in contact with the dead, the child is tame. He requires hazah of the ether paraduma. If a child is 1 day old and has a brother that's married, and the brother that's married dies, the widow has to wait now 13 years for Yibam. The widow is not allowed to remarry until she has either Yibam or Chalitza from this one-day-old baby. She'll have to wait until this one-day-old baby will mature, become an adult to do Yibam or Chalitza.
That's a real
akum. Yeah, for 13 years, absolutely. That's Shlomo HaMelech. That's one interpretation of Shlomo HaMelech when the two women came in front of him. And they had a baby, and they were arguing, who does this baby belong to? So one woman said, it's mine, the other said, it's hers. So Shlomo HaMelech b'Chacham Asa said, okay, let's cut the baby in half. So one woman said, no, take it. I'd rather you take it than you cut the baby in half. And the other woman was silent. Oh, you want to kill the baby? Gesunta hate, kill the baby. So Shlomo HaMelech knew that the baby belonged to the one that said, give the baby away. So there are some of the Farshim, what was the disagreement? What was exactly the story? This is not what I want to say, but what was the story there? The story there was the baby, the two women, was a mother and her daughter-in-law. And the daughter-in-law's husband died. And there was a baby. If the baby was the child of the mother-in-law, that means the daughter-in-law would have to wait 13 years for Yibam. Remember, two women. One was the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law and the baby. If the baby belonged, and the wife of the daughter-in-law, her husband died. If the baby belongs to the mother-in-law, that means the baby is her brother-in-law. And she would have to wait 13 years for Yibam or Chalitza. She'll be an aguna. But if it was her baby, there is no brother-in-law, and she has a baby, so she can remarry immediately. What did Shlomo HaMelech say? Shlomo says, it's my baby. The woman said, it's my baby. If it's my baby, I don't have to wait for Yibam. The mother said, no, it's my baby. If it's my baby, then the woman will be required to wait 13 years for Yibam Chalitza. What did Shlomo HaMelech say? Kill the baby. So the daughter-in-law was very happy. Adarabba, if you'll kill the baby, you'll solve all the problems. I no longer have to wait for Yibam Chalitza, and I don't have to take care of the baby that's not mine. Anyway, it's not mine. I don't have to take care of the baby. But the mother-in-law said, no, I don't want you to kill my baby. So since the daughter-in-law was very happy to kill the baby, and the mother-in-law was upset, it went to show that the truth was the baby did indeed belong to the mother-in-law and not the daughter-in-law. So that's how that Inechnaim ties into this Gemara here. But that's not what I want to talk about. Let's go further. Upaita min hayibam. Now here, umachil betruma. Also, here is what I wanted to speak about. These two words, umachil betruma, baby 1 day old, one that has the potential to feed the mother truma. 1 day old baby is now going to be the cause of its mother eating truma. What does that mean? So let me read you the words of Rashi. Umachil betruma. What's the case? Bas Yisrael Shemises Lekoin. We have to understand the case. We have to understand the case very well. We have here, this woman is really the daughter of a Yisrael. She comes from a family of Yisraelim that does not eat truma under no condition. But she married a Kohen. Wonderful. What's the law? The law is if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, she gets an upgrade. She's upgraded to the status of a Kohen, and she now can eat Truma, as long as she's married. What happens if her husband dies? So it depends. If she has no children, she goes back to her father's home and she can no longer continue eating Truma. But if she has a child from her husband, the Kohen, she continues eating Truma in the merit of her son. Again, she's a Bas Yisrael. She married a Kohen. She has a child, a son. And her husband dies. The only reason why she was eating Truma was because of her husband. But now that she has a son, and the son is a Kohen, because the son follows the lineage of his father. His father was a Kohen, the son is a Kohen. So the son certainly eats Truma. So once the son eats Truma, the mother also continues to eat Truma. What? Forever. Forever, as long as the son is alive.
If he marries and
yes,
the son dies.
No, the son dies, does not leave over any children, then she stops. The son, there must be a descendant. Must be a descendant. So here the question is, maybe she has to wait until the son is 30 days old. Who says the son's going to live? A one-day-old baby, no guarantees, a one-day-old baby? In ancient times, not every one-day-old baby made it. So maybe we should not. So here I have a situation where she got married, and while she was pregnant, her husband died. So now she's no longer allowed to eat because of her husband, because no husband. There is no husband. And while she's pregnant, there is no baby. She's only pregnant. Now the baby is 1 day old. 1 day old. Born, right away she can start eating, resume eating Truma. She does not need to wait until the baby has a bris milah. She doesn't need to wait until the baby is 30 days old. She doesn't need to wait until the baby gets married. She can eat Truma 1 day. Let me read the words of Rashi, because the words of Rashi are critical. Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Kohen Umeis. Her husband died while she was pregnant. V'noilad Lo Ben La'achar Misasa. And after the husband died, she gave birth to her, the first to the son. Oicheles Bishvila. She eats Truma. Oicheles Bishvila Bishruma. Now here are two words that Rashi says. Bo Bayom Shenolad. Three words. Bo Bayom Shenolad. The day the baby is born, on that very day, she can eat Truma. Kidichsev, like it says in the Pasuk, V'ilid Beso, a baby, Heim Yoichlu B'lachmo, children eat the bread of the Kohen, the Truma. The Gemara makes a drasha. Don't read the word Yoichlu, read it Ya'achilu, will cause someone else to eat. V'darashim Ya'achilu, es imam. But while she's pregnant, she can't eat Truma. And that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means a child 1 day old allows her to eat Truma Bo Bayom Shenola, the day the baby is born. Very difficult question. Powerful question. The day the baby is born, this woman is Tomei Tumas Leda. She's Tumea. Very Shapasik in the Torah. The day a baby, a boy is born, she's tamei for 7 days. For a woman, for a person who's tamei to eat Truma, there is a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. How in the world can Rashi say she eats Truma bo bayom shenolad? She eats Truma the day that he is born, but the day that he is born, she is tamei to masleda for 7 days, and if she were to eat Truma, she would be chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. How in the world can Rashi make such a statement? This question the whole world is busy with. Everyone is baffled by these words of Rashi. Bo bayom shenolat. She eats Truma? She's Tanea. So there are many answers. Many technical answers. Technical answers. What are the technical answers? One answer is, we're discussing the case where the baby was born derech doifen, cesarean. She wasn't born naturally. A cesarean. Cesarean, so that there's no tumas leida. A woman, they cut up in the stomach, take out the baby. C-section, there's no tumas leida. She can eat bobaya. Another answer is not her. It means her slaves. The same way a person is allowed to eat shum if they own avodim kenanim. So she can't eat because she is tenea. But if she owns slaves, they can eat already on day one. Because of her, they can already, because they are not tummy.
That does not fit in Pashat
the Lashon HaRash. Okay, again, because of her, Bobayom, she's already potentially can eat. So once she can eat, you're right, it's a daichik. These are all very difficult answers. Another answer means her mother. Doesn't mean her, it's also not literal. Now let's say she has a mother. So her mother, if her mother was married to a Kohen, same situation. Her mother was married to a Kohen, and her husband died, and they left over. You have to have a man. You always have to have a man. You have to have a son, a live son. So a live grandson is also good. So here, being that we have a live grandson, so even though she, the mother, cannot eat because she's Tumas Leida, but her mother now can eat if she was married to a Kohen. The grandmother. The grandmother married a Kohen, the Kohen died, left over a daughter. The daughter married
the Kohen and had the son.
Lavdavka.
Her. No, it's the son-in-law who was a Kohen died. Now you have a daughter left.
You have to work out the details. I'm confused. There are a lot of technical answers. There are more answers which I don't remember.
Well, all of them sound forced fit.
Okay, you're right. Absolutely. They're all difficult answers. The other answer is also a little bit more difficult, but it brings out. The main point I want to bring out is the answer I'm about to tell you now. It's a little bit forced, but it brings out very interesting ideas, and that's why I want to discuss this. Now, to understand the next answer, we have to go to Gemara Masechta Yoma and Daf Pei Gimel. Let me read you the Gemara. This is a classic Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person who is deathly ill. Tanu Rabbanan Misha Chazoy Bulmus. Bulmus is an illness, a starvation. He's in this, I don't know exactly what it is. He has to eat. It's Bikuach Nevesh Musti. The problem is we don't have here in front of us kosher food. Everything we have in front of us is asa. So what should we? Pikuach nefesh. Ein davar amil lefnei pikuach nefesh. So we allow him to eat things which are ordinarily forbidden. But it says in the Gemara, Misha chozer bulmus machilin oso hakal hakal. If you have a choice between two items which are forbidden, give him the item which is less forbidden than the other. And the Gemara gives many examples. Let's say the choice is tevel unavela. We have non-kosher meat and we have produce that has not been tithed. We have not yet separated shumai. So what is the punishment for eating the vela, non-kosher meat? Olosase, malkos. What is the punishment for eating tevel? Produce that your shumai and mice have not been separated. Misa bidei shemaim. What is more chamor? Misa bidei shemaim or lo saseh? Of course, misa bidei shemaim is more chamor. So we're going to give him the lesser prohibition. We're going to feed him nevela. Tevel nevela machilin oso nevela. Next story. Tevel ushvias. Tevel and shvias. What is the punishment for eating produce from the seventh year of Shemitah? Lo saseh. What's the punishment for tevel? Misa bidei shemaim. We're going to give him the lesser of the two. We're going to give him the shvius. Tevel utruma. Oh, now we're into a lot of trouble. What's the problem of eating tevel? Misa bidei shemaim. What's the prohibition for a zor? We're dealing here, the person that's achazoy bulmis is a Yisrael. A zor. What is the prohibition for a zor to eat truma? The punishment is Misa Bidei Shamayim. They're exactly the same. Yeah. Tevel is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Truma for a Zar is Misa Bidei Shamayim. So which of the two are the lesser of the evils?
I would say Seichel Dichu tell me the Tevel, because Truma you never can eat.
Oh, very good. So it's Machlokes in the Gemara. Very good. You said one of the pains. So the Gemara says Tanoihi. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Which of the two are the lesser of the evils? The Tanya. Tanakama, the Rabban, who we paskin like, this is the Ikar, and that's important to know because we're going to come back to the Gemara in a moment. The Ikar is the first opinion. Machilin also Tevel. Tevel is the lesser of the evils. We'll see in a moment why. Ve'ei Machilin also Chuma, not Chuma. Bentema. Bentema is a name of a Tana, an unusual name. That was his name. This is a minority opinion. He holds no. Oimer truma v'loy tevel, truma na tevel. Why? What's the logic? Omar Rabba. Rabba comes on and explains the logic of the two opinions. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, Hecha, first of all, he says something simplistic. Hecha, Diav Shabachulin, Kulyam Lopli, Dimas Dimisaknin, it goes without saying that if you have Tevel, so what's the big deal already? Just take off the Truma, and the Meiser, and you're finished. If you can be misaking, the Tevel and the Truma, of course you should do the best you can to be misaking. We're going in the situation, whatever the story may be, you're not able to be misaking the Tevel. Keep ligid with the loyav shab bechulin. So what's the machlekes? Here we go. Maris of the second opinion. Now we're going to discuss going backwards. Ben Tema. Tevel chamur. Well, maris of a Truma chamur. Maris of a Tevel chamur. Avul Truma chazi lekoyhein. Ben Tema says, Tevel is worse. You know why? No one in the world is allowed to eat Tevel. Not a Yisrael, not a Levi, not a Kohen. It's off limits to the entire world. Masha Enkin, Truma, a Kohen. Now, the one that's eating it is a Zar. I'm not allowed to eat this. But it's being that there does exist someone in the world that is allowed to eat it, that takes away the degree of severity from the, diminishes the severity, and we say better go for the Truma than go for the Tevel. That's the opinion of Ben Tema. Umar Sava, the Rabbanon, they disagree. They hold Truma Chamura. Truma is worse. Why? Avol Tevel Efshel L'Sakune. Tevel has the advantage that even the person that's eating it now, if he really wanted, if the situation was, obviously the situation is where it cannot be rectified, but theoretically, there is a solution. Tevel, the prohibition of Tevel can be lifted, can be removed, if we were to only separate Truma and Ma'aser. There is a solution, theoretically. In this situation, there is no solution. Because in this situation, there's a pikuach nefesh. And this individual must eat every single morsel of this food in order to survive, to live. But since, theoretically, if this person was not in a situation of pikuach nefesh, there would be a solution how we can eat this actual food in a permissible fashion by separating truma and ma'aser, where we can take other food, other tevel, and say that a certain portion of that should be the truma and the ma'aser on behalf of this. And that would rectify this tevel. So, theoretically, there is a solution for what's in front of us that diminishes the severity of the prohibition relative to Truma, where there is no way a Zar ever in this world and the next can eat the Truma. Two different ways of looking at it. And that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Rabbanan, that we have in front of you Tevel and Truma, go for the Tevel, because Tevel efshar lisakune. There is a solution to separate Truma and Ma'aser, whereas Truma, there is no solution. There is no solution. It's going to be forbidden for the Zohar to Truma no matter what. Okay. Along comes a Sefer called Chemdas Yisrael. If I'm not mistaken, that's the name of the Sefer. I saw this in the Daf al-Hadaf. And he says, everything it says here in the Gemara is true for a Zohar, a Yisrael. What about a Kohen Tomei that was seized with bulmus? We have a Kohen, and the Kohen is Tomei, it's contaminated. And he's now in a state of Bikuach Nefesh, and he must eat something. And the options are Tevel or Truma. But Truma Tehoira, he's Tomei. What's the punishment for a Kohen who's Tameh for eating? What's the for eating Truma? Misa bidei Shemayim. A Kohen who's Tameh, if he eats Truma, he's Chayev Misa bidei Shemayim. What's the punishment for a Kohen who's eating Tevel? Misa bidei Shemayim.
It's like Shvius.
No, they're both the same.
No, so for him it's like Shvius and Tevel.
Oh, no, but Shvius and Tevel was Shvius. Shvius only Loisase. Loisase. So what do you do in this situation? So along comes the Chemdas Yisrael and says it's Pasha, that in this situation we apply the same Svara. The Kohen whose Tomei should eat Truma and not Tevel. Why should the Kohen's Tanei eat Truma not Tevel? Because the Kohen himself is allowed to eat Truma, and he has an Eitzah, theoretically, how to be Misakein the problem, if only he were to go to Mikvah. When you judge, you have to listen to careful, when you judge Tevel versus Truma, with regard to a Kohen that's Tamei, the lesser of the evils is Truma. Because Tevel is also to the entire world. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Truma is not so terrible. It's only also for a Yisrael and a Levi. But it's mutter for a Kohen. Oh, it's already better. And just like Tevel, we said wasn't so bad in the case of Israel, because Efshel L'Sakune, we also have the Svara of Efshel L'Sakune, you can rectify the situation with regard to Truma by a Kohen who's Tameh. The Kohen, theoretically, if we just gave him enough time, if he would go to Mikvah, and he would wait the requisite period of time, he would cleanse himself, he would be Mitar himself, and could eat the Truma. It's no longer Tameh. So everything is going in his favor to give the Kohen who's Tameh the Truma over the Tevel. When it says here in this Gemara, they have a choice between Tevel and Truma. We're going to pass like the Rabban. We're going to offer Tevel because Tevel has the advantage of Evshel Sakune. That's only when it comes to a Zar. Because a Zar can eat Tevel and a Zar can eat Truma, can never eat Truma. And now you look at the Tevel, Tevel has the advantage of Shal Sakune. But when you're dealing with a Kohen who's Tameh, and the Kohen that's Tameh, he has a choice between Tevel and Truma. Him, this Efshel L'Sakune with regard to Truma. And Truma B'derech Klal anyway should be better, because Truma's only Yasser is something which theoretically is mutter for a segment of Klal Yisrael, whereas Tevel is Yasser for everyone in Klal Yisrael. That's what the Chemdas Yisrael says. And that's the answer to the question here in Rashi. What does it say over here in Rashi? And a lot of Mepharshim say this idea in other ways. What is the question? A woman has given birth. The woman has given birth, and it says here in the Mishnah that the child is one day old, and now being that she was married to a Kohen, and the Kohen has died, and now she brought into the world a child, a son, who's one day old. Now she can resume eating Truma. What do you mean? But she's Tameh Tumas Leida. The answer is a woman on the day that she gives birth is a Choyla. A choyla mesukin, according to some opinions. And a choyla is allowed, this is like the Gemara here, Mesechta Pei Gimel, this is the status of bulmus. And when it comes to bulmus, you're allowed to be machil dvarim hoasurim. But when you mach, what?
But she could have chulin. What does she mean?
She should have chulin. Einochinami, she should have chulin. There's nothing to talk about. A person who's not well, of course you should give him dvarim mutarim. But what we mean to say is, here's the chiddush, in a situation that being that she is a chayla, yoledes, the day she gives birth in the halacha is a chayla, she's like the Gemara Masechta, Yoma, Dafe Gimel, Iisha, Chazoy Bulmis. Here's the doichek, I agree with you that it's a doichek, but in a situation where we're stuck and there is no chulin to feed this woman, and the only thing that we can feed her, we have a choice of feeding her, is dvarim ha'asurim, and the dvarim that present themselves in front of us is tevel and truma. So if she was a regular Yisraelis who was married to a Yisrael and had a child, what would we feed her on the day that she was born, with the first day that she has the Yom HaLedes, when she's a Chayla and she has in front of her two different foods, Tevel and Truma? Fereshugmar and Pegimel. Kal Kalu Yishain. The lesser of the evils. What's the lesser of the evils for Yisrael?
Tevel.
But now that she's married to a Kohen, and the Kohen died, and she gives birth to a child, and the child is a Kohen, the child's one day old, the one day old will allow her to eat Truma, when the only thing that we have available is Tevel and Truma, and she's a Chayla, she's a Chazoy Bulmes. That's the Chiddush. So it's a very beautiful idea how to answer this question. We take this Gemara here in Sechta Yoma. We discuss the concept of a Kal Kal Rishon, and the Gemachlik is the Rabbanim and Tema. We pass like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say Kal Kal Rishon is Tevel because Evshel Sakune. Along comes the Chendash. Wait! That's only true by a Zohar, not by a Koyein. Because by a Koyein, Kal Evshel Sakune, you can go to Mikvah. And Truma is has a Milo that it's only Aser to, it's Mutter Be'emes to a segment of Klal Yisrael. So a Koyein is Mutter. And that's how we're going to plug it into the Mishnah, Mesech, Tanit, and Daf, Mem, Gimel, Lamed, Beis, Rashi, Schiddish, Boi Bayoim. Boy Bayom, Shtachayla Mesukin, Chayla Mesukin, Achaza Bulmes, Kal Kal Rishon is going to be Truma and not Tevel.
Shikarich was great, but it's still
I agree, and Echnami.
To say that the Gemara Nida is talking about the same exact
thing. I agree.
Tevel and this in front, and that's all you got.
Okay, but in that situation, it would.